Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Thank you so much for having me, Ander Herrera.
Pleasure for me.
I almost feel like I'm on holy ground here at Letzama. Can you try to explain what makes Athletic Club such a special football club?
I think everyone knows, no? That's the way at the beginning of the history of this club. The ones who created this club decided to compete the way they decided to compete, which is just with local players, or at least players that have been raised in the Basque Country. And it's a club based in the academy, local players. We try to make our fans feel part of it, and the best way to do it is to compete with people that they have grown up next to our fans, probably a few kilometers or even in the next building. Mm. And I think people feel part of it, and people are proud that the Athletic Club is like this.
I brought you some chocolate.
Thank you.
According to us in Norway, this is the best chocolate in the world.
Thank you very much.
If not for you.
I am a big fan of chocolate, but I will get just a small piece every night.
And share with your kids. Yeah,
exactly. Thank you.
Do you still feel a bit Mancunian, Ander?
Of course I do. I can't forget what I lived in Manchester, representing the club. I wasn't born as a United fan, but I will die as a United fan. They were 5 amazing years, achieving things for the club, but the most important thing, feeling part of Manchester United history. I think I understood what Manchester United is about, what Manchester United means for not only for Mancunian people, also for people like you, United fans all around the world. And is one of the periods of my life that I feel more proud of. I think I gave everything for the club. I try to represent the club in the pitch and out of the pitch, always at my best, trying to represent Manchester United the way I was taught when I arrived. So of course, I feel Mancunian and a Manchester United fan.
United fans tend to say that you didn't only understand United, but also Manchester and the culture there. What do you miss most about the city?
What I miss the most is Old Trafford. You can't forget what you live when during the time that you represent Manchester United when you are in the stadium. Of course, also away games were fantastic and were special, but when you play at Old Trafford, you feel something different. And the way people treat you when you are there, in every corner of the city, you can feel united, you can feel the respect, you can feel the love when you give everything for the club. And you can have a better feeling that when you give everything and you are and the fans show you that they are happy with what you are doing, that makes you feel so fulfilled. I am giving everything and people knows I am giving everything and they are showing me the love for giving everything. And doesn't matter the results. Of course, Manchester United is all about titles, it's all about trophies, about the great history the club have. But as long as you give everything, they are going to show you love. And that feeling for a football player is fantastic.
It's obviously been a roller coaster at Old Trafford since you left the club. Do you now feel that they're on the right path with Erik ten Hag?
Even with Ole, I think he was doing great things. He was close to win titles. I think he's one of the best persons I've met in football, and he gave everything for the club, and people knows that. But he wasn't lucky enough to make that final step to become a winner at Manchester United. And now with Ten Hag, I feel almost the same. He's close to make that step to make a history for the club, to be at the club for 10, 15 years. And that's what we all United fans want. We want Erik ten Hag to win trophies, because I don't like changes all the time. I don't like when a club says, we're going to give this coach a project, and then they are lying because in 6 months or 8 months they sack the coach. And what I like about football, I am a little bit romantic, is when you give time to someone. Sir Alex Ferguson, when I read the history about the club, he needed time to become what he became. And that's what we want. We want club to give time to someone to become or to try to achieve something in important for the club. And I think the bases are there. I think he's doing great. He won the League Cup. And I think he's in the right way. But we or you guys as a fans need to give him time to achieve things overall and even more in England, where you have five, six teams, they are going to compete with you for titles. The coach need time, the project or the moment needs time to become a winning project.
Why do you think it didn't work out at the end for Ole?
Well, he was close to win a European trophy against Villarreal. He was close to make that final step. It's difficult to say just one thing that didn't let him be successful. It's not easy to say just one thing. It's difficult to find one reason why he didn't win things. But he was close. He was doing a great job. I think everyone respected him. When I was there, every single player loves him. But football sometimes is not fair. And in a club like Manchester United, you need to win. That's the reality. And even though I love Ole as a person, as a coach, when you don't win, you are out. It's like this.
You played 16 games for Ole before you left for PSG. What would you say is his biggest strength as a manager?
He tried. I remember one of the first meetings I had with him, and we were together, Mata, Juan, me and him, and he wanted to bring back to the club that rock and roll football. I mean, transitions United all the time, way. United way, trying to possession was not key for him. Of course, he wanted to have the ball more than the opponent, but he wanted to create chances all the time to increase the tempo of the game, to try to make transitions, to try to bring that football, that entertainment that Sir Alex Ferguson had at the club. that's what he wanted to do with the club, and we had the players to do that. I remember that time with Rashford, with Antonio Valencia, fast players that could give you that that football. But he needed time. He needed time. At the end, he didn't win nothing for 2-3 years, if I'm not wrong. And football doesn't wait for you, as I told you before. If you don't win, you are out. But I think he was also in the right way.
Apart from the finals you played for the club, is there a match that you'll never forget?
I have some, of course. Trophies are always important. League Cup when we won at Wembley, European Trophy against Ajax Stockholm. FA Cup final against Crystal Palace, we won. There are some games that are important. There's the City, the derby against City at home when we won 4-2. The City away when they were going to celebrate the league and we didn't let them do it. I remember in the halftime, we found out that they had shirts. We did it in the derby day and we fucked them that
with
day.
The champions.
Exactly.
The shirts, yeah.
They prepared the shirts in the halftime and they made a big mistake because we felt that revenge mentality at halftime and we didn't let them celebrate that day. Mm. And when we won at Anfield with that bicycle kick. Do you say that, no? With Mata?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Bicycle kick when he scored that goal. I couldn't choose just one day. Also, FA Cup games away were special when we used to bring a lot of fans with us. Semi-final Wembley against Tottenham. We started the game losing and then we came back, we won the game. At the end, we didn't win the final against Chelsea, but I would need a couple of hours to think
and to realize.
Yeah. And it's not easy to choose just one day because I played almost 200 games for the club and I enjoyed every single game.
You say that you're a romantic. You told me before that you should play football with your heart as well as your brain.
Of course.
There's now a Portuguese player at Old Trafford, Bruno Fernandes.
Yeah.
What do you make of his contribution in terms of creativity, leadership, and what a real Mancunian would call shithousery?
I like him. I really like him. I think his mentality is the right mentality for the club. I would have loved to play with him. I think we could have made good things together. And I feel proud when I see a football player like him. Even when you are losing and he keeps fighting, doesn't matter the circumstances, doesn't matter how difficult is the situation, he is there fighting, asking the ball all the time. He has made some... I remember last year, and that's the moment when you realize how big is one guy, how big is one player. He didn't pass a great moment last year. In fact, I remember the coach put him in the bench for a few games. And every time he was on the pitch, he used to play the same way that when he was one of the best players in the team. That's when you realize, or that's the moment when you see this guy is a real leader. He accepts he's not in a good moment. He's not in the best moment because football is all about moments. But doesn't matter the circumstances, he keeps fighting, he keeps asking the ball, he keeps helping the teammates, and I like that. He can become a legend for the club, but as I told you before, at Manchester United, you need to win titles to become a legend. It's like this. But he has everything to do it. I like him. And I spoke with Juan about him. I asked him how is Bruno as a person, and he said to me he's top. So I like him, and I want to see him lifting a trophy at the club, a big trophy at the club.
You mentioned Juan. There's only one of the three amigos left at Old Trafford. It's an ongoing debate about David De Gea. What do you make of the criticism he's been facing?
When you are one of the best in the world, when you have been in the Premier League team for, if I'm not wrong, five seasons, when you are considered as top one in the world for a moment of your career, you are going to be always criticized. We can see Messi in Paris, he's under criticism. So imagine all the other players, when we are not in our best moment, they are going to kill us. But we have to accept. Same as you accept when everyone praises you, when everyone says you are the best, you have to accept and you have to improve in your bad moments. It's football is like this, and you have to change that situation. And after, I like the way he reacts after the mistakes. Always when he has a bad day, the next 2-3 games he makes a difference and he makes some saves that gives you points. And that's what Erik ten Hag says in one of his press conferences. How can you kill David if he has given us a lot of points this season? And if I'm not wrong, he has now the records of clean sheets at the club, no? If I'm not wrong. So even if in the bad moments, he's one of the best. And I'm sure he's going to give a lot of points and titles and wins for the club.
So you hope to see him in the red shirt for the next few years as well?
I think I didn't ask him if he's going to sign a new contract, but I guess he's going to do it. He cannot finish his time at Manchester United, even more when he's in a good age for a goalkeeper, when he has given the team victories some moments of this season. So I have a lot of confidence in David. I speak with him almost every week, every month. And he's not worried. He has so much confidence in himself, and I hope he's going to sign a new contract.
You mentioned a couple of the players you shared a dressing room with at Old Trafford. Who was the best player you trained with at Carrington?
The best. It's not easy to say. When I was there, probably Ibra, one of the best. David De Gea, one of the best. Wayne Rooney, one of the best. But I would like to mention Michael Carrick. Not only for what he did on the pitch, also for the way he used to behave out of the pitch. That calm, that knowledge all the time, how to behave, how to play, how to train, to be silent sometimes and to talk just important things. I remember that he didn't talk too much, but when he used to talk, everyone listened. That means he was a leader. He's now at Middlesbrough, if I'm not wrong. He's fighting for promotion, and I wish him the best because I learned a lot from him.
You talk about how important it is for a club like Manchester United to win trophies.
United is about trophies, you have to accept that. If you play for another club, you can say, no, we made a good season, but we didn't win a trophy. At United, you need to win trophies.
Exactly. A lot can happen in 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Denne episoden sponset av HelloFresh. Nå som det drar seg mot slutten av en lang sesong, trenger vi United-supportere skikkelig næring. Med gode og ferske råvarer fra Norge gjør HelloFresh det til en lek å lage de herligste retter fra hele verden. Du velger bare hvor mange som skal spise, og hvor mange oppskrifter du ønsker ukentlig. Så får du alle ingrediensene du trenger levert på døra. Personlig synes jeg det beste med HelloFresh at du kan skreddersy din egen ukesmeny. Du kan velge fra 5 forskjellige kategorier. Vegetarisk, familievennlig, rask og enkel, fisk og grønnsaker og smaker fra hele verden. Med 25 fristende oppskrifter hver uke kan du bli like uforutsigbar på kjøkkenet som garnacho på vingen. Selv må jeg si, jeg spesielt svak for asiatisk taco og den portugisiske kyllingburgeren. Som Unolytter kan du få opp til 1779 kroner rabatt på de 6 første matkassene dine, og gratis frakt med første leveranse. Så det bare å komme seg inn på hellofresh.no og bruke koden FRESHUNITED. Dette gjelder for de som ikke har prøvd HelloFresh enda, og for de som tidligere har vært kunde, men som har stoppet abonnementet for minst 12 måneder siden.
And you're now at the club where the importance of culture is so significant. One of the best examples of that in the world was that kind of culture. What was lacking at Manchester United while you were there?
No, I disagree. I think Manchester United, of course, you cannot do what we do here in Bilbao. Is we are unique in the world. We play only with Basque players or players that have been raised in the Basque country. So I think there is no another example like us in the world, so you cannot compare United with Athletic in this aspect. But when I was there, I had always the feeling that the club respected the fans in that way. Mm-hmm. I mean, we had always in our team local players that they were raised in the academy. I can give you a lot of examples. Even with Van Gaal, he gave opportunities to academy players. Like I remember Paddy McNair, Tyler Blackett, Wilson, Marcus Rashford started with Van Gaal, Jesse Lingard. I'm sure I'm forgetting some players, because Manchester United is also about academy and local players. And you don't see that in other clubs in England. So I think we didn't lack that, or the club didn't lack that mentality, because when I was there, I always had present that the academy was one of the bases of the club, and still like this, Scott McTominay, Marcus, last year was Henderson also in the squad, and I'm probably
Garnacho, although he's not Mancunian.
Who?
Garnacho.
Garnacho, but he was made in the academy.
Yeah.
So I think Manchester United, I don't have the statistics right now, but I think Manchester United in the last 10, 15 years is the top 6 team with the most academy players. I'm right. Sure of that. Yeah. So, and when you are there, when you are in Carrington, you feel it. You feel that the academy is key for the club. Mm. Local players are key, and I like that. I like that because when you go there, you get that that feeling and that spirit and that mentality.
But did you feel that there was a clear vision at the club, a clear identity? Like, did the whole club agree on where you were going?
That would be a long conversation. Mm. Because in terms of the academy, yes. In terms of the academy, yes, I think the club gave the academy that importance that should have. But I cannot forget also that I saw few things that I didn't like. And I will give you my example. Mm. After 3 seasons at the club, I got that award, Player of the Year, given by the fans, mm. which meant a lot for me, because that means you are doing great things. And I remember the club didn't even call me that summer to say, I don't know, congratulations, or we cannot give you now the contract, but wait for us. We are so busy right now, but we are going to go for it when the next season starts. And
because you signed a 4-year contract and then you
plus had
1-year extension.
And they gave me, that was painful, they gave me that... They gave me that extension in a letter. They didn't even call me.
In the mailbox.
Exactly. They didn't even see my eyes and say to me, Yander, we are busy now. I would have accepted that, no problem, because I understand the moments of the club. we are now in the market, we need to sign players and we don't have time for you. I accept. But we will come back to you at the end of the summer. And I remember I spoke with my agent and he said to me, they sent me that letter. And I said, they didn't even call you. No, they didn't call me. And that was that was painful. But I accept. I continue fighting. And I had a couple of years left in my contract. And I gave everything as I always did. And that moment didn't change my mentality of the club, for the club and for Manchester United. And I mean, I think Manchester United is not only the decision of one person that decided to not call me at that time. Manchester United is much more than that, and I accept.
You never got an explanation?
No, to be honest.
Did it happen to other players as well?
I don't know because I didn't ask all my teammates. I respect that. In a dressing room, you have some codes and you don't go to your teammate to ask how is your new contract or how is your situation with your agent. Because I had enough with my situation, and I was happy at the club. But
you wanted to stay?
Of course I wanted. I said to my agent 10 times, did they call you? No, they didn't. Did they call you? No, they didn't. And when they did, it was just, I remember, 10, 12 months left of my contract. And the pain was too big in my heart.
Because there was some confusion among the fans about that exit. Because the fans wanted you to stay. You wanted to stay. I think, or I know that Ole wanted you to stay.
Yeah, he said to me, and I said to him, and I say to him, and he can say the truth. It's too late. It's too late now. It's too late because I've been waiting for 2.5 years to get that call, to get that. Ander, don't worry, we're gonna do it. Just give us time. But I didn't like that they called me. I think it was 11 months left of my contract, and I had already conversation with other clubs. I was 29. I couldn't be like this with my arms crossed, waiting for the club. I needed to secure my future. Imagine if I wait for Manchester United and I get a knee injury or something important, and so I had to do my way. But the moment that break, not our personal relationship, because I always separate the personal relationship and the professional part of it. Even with Ole, I have no problem with Ole. With Ed Woodward, I have no problem at all. Personal, not at all. But the professional way, I expected more from them. Not as a person. I have always said the same. I could kill them, but it's not my way. And I wouldn't be right if I do, because the personal relation was good. They always respected me, but. At the end of that season, the third season, I expected a little bit more from them. Just the professional part of it.
Were there other decisions from the management that you reacted to or disagreed with?
No, I saw sometimes when you make a building, I mean, you have to start for the I don't know how you say
foundation.
In exactly. And sometimes I saw the club that they try to sign starts, but we needed sometimes team players. You know what I mean? And I don't know if one day I will be something in my club, in Real Zaragoza, in the club that I love, or here, or Bilbao, or Manchester, I don't know. But you can make sure I will always start from the bottom of the building. I don't know if it's right in English, but I will start from the first step, because you need a basis to create something important. We can see even Man City. I'm going to give you that example. It's painful for us and for you as well, and for me it's very, very painful. But they started from the back. You remember when they signed Walker, when they signed
Company,
Otamendi. Some players that they, Fernandinho, they are not going to make you win trophies, but without them, you are not going to win. That's for sure. And I think now they have done it with Lisandro. I loved Lisandro. I love Casemiro, the way he plays for the club, for the badge. But sometimes I saw that they try to sign starts when we needed a base, you know, as something to make those starts shine.
You mentioned Casemiro. Yeah. Christian Eriksen also had a very good debut season at Old Trafford.
Even though he was injured for 4 months, but I like
him. But they're both in the latter stages of their careers. Last summer, United wanted the young. Now there are names like Declan Rice and James Maddison being mentioned. Who would you like to see United sign this summer?
Oof, I'm not working as a sporting director yet. I think that would be so brave to say who United should sign. But if I was a sporting director of the club, I would try to have two players per position. Where it doesn't matter if you put, it's not always the same because you always have one in a better moment than the other. But try to make a team where the injuries or the changes or the bad moments of the players doesn't affect the team. I mean, I don't know how to say, but for example, now the example of the situation of Luke Shaw and Malaysia. Mm. I think it's right to bring Malaysia to the club because you see when Luke cannot play, Malaysia is doing great. You have the example of
Dalot and
Bissaka. Wan-Bissaka now is in a great moment. You know what I mean? I don't control the market right now, or who is available or who you can sign or who you cannot. But I would try, following the last answer that I gave you, I would try to sign players that give you that balance to the team. I think there is
no sense. Hag want runners as well. You need to be able to run.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And for example, I remember that season where we had Falcao, Van Persie, Rooney. We had so many attacking players, and then in the midfielder, you had to put Wayne Rooney because we didn't have enough players. You know what I mean? I would try to make that balance,
make it solid.
Solid, and then with that solidity, you can make the starts shine. Mm. That's my philosophy. I can tell you also that I respect the work of Darren Fletcher. I think is now in charge, and I don't control the market. But if I had to make decisions, I would go for it. Try to make the team solid, and then when the big players or the players that are going to make the difference see that behind them there is a solid team, they can shine.
There might be some changes at the club this summer. Man United might get a new owner. Sheikh Jassim is one of the main contenders. In terms of Qatari ownership, you've been at PSG for 3 seasons. How will you describe the owner's involvement at that club?
To be honest, at PSG, you didn't feel in a daily basis. You didn't feel them. We used to see Nasser Al-Khelaifi once a month or twice a month, and they were not invasive. Is good. They were not
intrusive. Yeah,
intrusive. Sorry, they were not intrusive. They used to let the manager work, the sporting director work. So I don't know how how Man City owner work or how Newcastle owner work, because I haven't experienced that. But at least at PSG, is more what people talk outside than what we felt inside. Inside, we used to feel a football team who used to work to try to win matches. That's the reality. After the decisions, you can be agree or not, but in a daily basis, I used to work without see them. And I don't know what is going to happen with the club.
Do you have a preference as a fan?
I think you think same as me. As a fan, I would love to have an English owner, grown up in Manchester, Manchester United fan, season ticket for 50 years. But maybe those season tickets, they don't have £1 billion to buy the club. Mm. But once the club is open for a new investors, you have to cross your fingers that try to have one honest one honest owner or an owner who cares really about the club. Mm-hmm. And hopefully the new one is like this. I don't know if these owners are gonna sell the club. I'm not in a daily information like you are, but my experience at PSG is they let the players work and they let the staff work, and they were not there every day trying to make a decision. So that's what I felt. Mm. I don't know what is gonna happen for Manchester United. I just cross my fingers and hopefully we can have an owner that really cares about the club. And I'm not saying that the ones that are now, they don't care about the club. I just say if there is a new owner, hopefully we can find one, or we can have one that cares about the club, not only about the money.
How would it then be to return?
I want to come back one day if I have time to do it, hopefully. But if I don't have time, that's a good signal. That means I am playing and I am still in football. Now I am enjoying in Bilbao. I am playing for big things here. We want to play in Europe next season. And of course, I plan to come back to Manchester, to come back to Old Trafford. I played with PSG there, but was so sad to play without the fans. We couldn't give each other some love that day, and hopefully one day I can come back. Mm. And why not probably celebrating a trophy there in Old Trafford as a fan?
Thank you so much for your time, Ander.
Thank you. It's
good
a pleasure.
Good luck here at the Athletic Club. United have a FA Cup final to play. You won it yourself. I think I know the answer now, but how important will it be with that trophy and to stop City from doing that treble?
That would be important for all of us. And I can tell you something. United always, when there is a situation like this, don't let them go too happy. Mm. United is always there, so I am optimistic for that game. I will watch it for sure, and I will watch it with a United shirt for sure. Hopefully, things are going back on track step by step, and everything can start that day. FA Cup final.
Thank you so much. Let me know if you need more chocolate.
No. One is enough. Thank you very much, all the Norwegian fans, United fans, and I will enjoy it for sure.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Itzinas.
I'm Kayla Itzinas, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.